Our reading this morning is taken from John 1, verses 19 through 28. The religious authorities of Jerusalem sent priests and temple helpers to ask John who he was. He told them plainly, "I am not the Messiah." Then when they asked him if he was Elijah, he said, "No, I'm not." And when they asked if he were the prophet, he said, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you then? We have to give an answer to the ones who have sent us. Tell us who you are." John answered in the words of the prophet Isaiah, "I am only someone shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord.'" Some Pharisees had also been sent to John. They asked him, "Why are you baptizing people if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John told them, "I use water to baptize people, but here with you is someone you don't know. Even though I came first, I am not good enough to untie his sandals." John said this as he was baptizing east of the Jordan River in Bethany. This is the word of the Lord.
So we know that Ben is either a sheep or a cheetah or a red panda. We'll have a vote on it later on, shall we? But who am I? Who are you? Identity has always been important for some more than others. I could say that I am husband of Sue, father of Paul and Jenny, and son of Graham and Barbara. Also that I used to be a charter surveyor, but now I'm retired. But does all that really matter? In a way, of course, it does, because it makes me who I am. But I think I'd rather it be said of me that I'm a godly person, full of his Holy Spirit, and serving him in everything that I do. It's up to you to make up this decision. And these are the issues that John was faced with in our reading today. The delegation from Jerusalem asked John if he was the Messiah, a question John firmly denied. He is not the Messiah. The Jews, expecting the prophet Elijah to return, asked if John was him. John stated he was not, but that the spirit and the power of Elijah was indeed present in him, but he is not Elijah. The Jews also questioned if he was the prophet spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 18. But he said, "I am not the prophet." Now, John could have been much more positive about all this. He was very negative up to now. He could have said, "I'm the first cousin of Jesus, the Messiah." He could have said, "My father was the priest Zacharias. Maybe you've heard of him." He could also have said, "I was prophesied about 400 years ago. Maybe you've heard of me." But that would have put the focus on him. And he wanted to make it very clear that he was nothing, a nobody. He was the forerunner. John's true identity was a messenger, the voice in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord. Now, whilst he was carrying out these baptisms in a very public way, he was very humble about it, always directing the focus away from himself. We hear about the sandals. And undoing sandals was the most menial of jobs in a household, and it would only be a servant who did it. Kneeling down in front of the person, undoing cords thick with dust and dirt and animal poo. But John said he is not even worthy to do that in front of Jesus. Now, this wasn't a severe case, of lack of self-confidence. He knew his place. his role, his job, was to signpost to Jesus, who was to come after him. We were wondering who we could use as an illustration for this theme. Not a sheep, not a cheetah, not a red panda, but we came up with the one, the only, Buzz Lightyear.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Ooh.
Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull strength.
Only it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from Play School.
And I'm from Mattel. Well, I'm not really from Mattel. I'm actually from a smaller company that was purchased in a leveraged buyout. Well, I don't really...
You think they've never seen a new toy before?
Well, sure. Look at him. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
All right, that's enough. Look, we're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me, I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
Getting kind of tense, aren't you?
Oh, Mr. Lightyear, now I'm curious. What does a Space Ranger actually do?
He's not a Space Ranger! He doesn't fight evil or shoot lasers or fly!
Excuse me.
Oh, impressive wingspan! Very good.
Oh, what? What? These are plastic. He can't fly.
They are a pterillium carbonic alloy, and I can fly.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
Can.
Can't.
I tell you, I could fly around this room with my eyes closed.
Okay, then, Mr. Lightbeer, prove it.
All right, then I will. Stand back, everyone. To infinity and beyond.
Oh. Is that where it ended? Oh. You missed the key point. Anyway, after that, he lands on the ball, jumps up, he gets caught in a thing that goes around the light, goes, lands back on the bed. End of story. Right. That's what you should have seen. Now, Buzz, love him, had a very high opinion of himself. He was bright, he was colourful, and he had buttons and knobs and bits that sprung out all over the place. He even had a script, which was written on the box. Having been asked to prove himself, he jumped off the bed and proceeded to fly around the room, apparently proving his ability to fly. But we know it was all a pretense. He was kidding himself and the other toys. He couldn't fly around the room, let alone to infinity and beyond. John was very different. He didn't have a space helmet. He didn't have lasers. He didn't even have pop-out wings. John powerfully points to Jesus as the Lamb of God, whose sacrifice would take away the sins of the world. Make straight the path was John's message, a call for people to repent and prepare their hearts to receive Jesus. We should be honest about our own sinfulness, our own wrongdoing, and turn to God in repentance and faith. We need to know God and know ourselves. What is it that defines you? Not just how we see ourselves, but how do others see us? Are we that godly person, shining the light of Christ into the world? If not, what are we going to do about it? John's refusal to claim greatness for himself highlights the humility needed to truly know God and to find your place. Just as John's identity was found in Christ, a person's true identity is found in being a child of God, a sinner saved by grace, and a new creation in Jesus. We are all created and loved by God, loved so much that he sacrificed his own son to die for us and to forgive our sins. John wasn't bothered about who he wasn't. Instead, he embraced who he was, pointing the way to Christ, and we should do likewise. There's a lot we're not, but we can walk humbly with God, accepting his boundless love for us, seeking his way, and responding by loving him and those around us. That is how we serve God. Amen.